How's it going, guys? Hyo Clifford Pathology for Step 1 Internal Medicine 2CK. Difficult question here. Before we get started, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give it a like, really appreciate it. Find me on Instagram, Elman underscore medical, MEHL, man underscore medical. Links down below. Find me on Telegram. Links to the Telegram group and channel down below. And I start with 64-year-old man, 2 month history, headache and arm weakness. He's lost 10 pounds during this time. Physical exam shows weakness of the proximal upper and lower extremities. MRI of the brain shows a single ring enhancing lesion. Biopsy of lesion is shown. Which of the following additional findings is most likely to be seen in this patient? Then we've got this histo here, which I'll explain as we move through the clip. Choice A, Gottschalk and papules, wrong fucking answer. First, a violaceous lesions on the knuckles, which will be seen in dermatomyositis. So Gottschalk and papules, mechanic's hands, those are rough surface, scaly hands. Heliotrope rash, violaceous eyelids. Schall rash, which is a maculopapular body rash. Those are the skin findings from dermatomyositis. Dermatomyositis is just polymyositis plus those skin findings, okay? Polymyositis is going to be proximal muscle weakness on physical exam, must be on physical exam. Increased creatine kinase. Vignette can give you either or. Those two findings are what separate polymyositis from polymyalgia rheumatica, where you don't have those findings. Both conditions can present with increased ESR, sometimes a low-grade fever, and pain and stiffness. So polymyositis, dermatomyositis, increased JO1 antibodies. Dermatomyositis can increase the risk for non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And you also need to know, and this sounds weird, that dermatomyositis can sometimes be a paraneoplastic syndrome of ovarian cancer, namely serous adenocarcinoma of the ovary. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, increased urinary 5-hydroxyindole-acetic acid, wrong fucking answer. So this is going to be consistent with carcinoid tumor. It's a breakdown product of serotonin. Vignette's just not consistent. Okay, now carcinoid tumors can be appendiceal, small bowel, can be bronchogenic. And you would have small blue cells similar to what we have here. But as I just said, presentation is not consistent. They'll give you flushing, tachycardia, diaphoresis, sometimes tricuspid valve lesions, presenting with tricuspid regurg, holosystolic murmur that increases with inspiration. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, osteoblastic mets, wrong fucking answer. Consistent with prostate cancer, 29 out of 30 times. Okay, so it's the highest yield point for prostate cancer. So it means they light up on a bone scan. Most cancers are lytic when they metastasize. So, dude over the age of 50, obviously something to consider, but this is not the histo associated with it. In fact, you don't need to know the histo for prostate cancer. I'm just letting you know the histo is not consistent. And you wouldn't have proximal muscle weakness in particular. That would be a very unusual finding to see in prostate cancer, especially the upper and lower extremities. USMLE Neuro 2CK Clinical Master Series forms, however, they do want you to know that you can get Cauda-Aquina syndrome from prostate cancer. So prostate likes to go to spine, but for the upper and lower extremities, proximal muscle weakness, very unusual. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, potassium wasting, correct answer, as I preface with difficult clip. Diagnosis is going to be metastatic bronchogenic small cell carcinoma. So we've got Lambert-Eaton syndrome here, antibodies against presynaptic voltage-gated calcium channels. So in addition, of course, with small cell, we can get SIDH, so low serum sodium, concentrated urine. We can get Cushing syndrome, okay, so liberation of ACTH by the small cell. Well, you need to know that in Cushing's, you can sometimes get hypokalemia. If that's the first time you're hearing this, it might sound weird, but it's really not a big deal, and it will show up on some neuro content, especially at 2CK level. So chronically elevated glucocorticoids can cause chaliuresis, potassium wasting, okay? And that's similar to the effects of aldosterone. But you'll get a vignette, let's say, of just standard Cushing, and then in the last line, they'll say potassium's 3, normal range 3.5 to 5, and you're like, that's really weird. Why is the potassium low? Not a big deal. Okay, you can get potassium wasting with Cushing. So that's your factoid here. It's a difficult factoid. Okay, so finally, weakness of the repetitive nerve stimulation. Wrong fucking answer. This should be myasthenia gravis, not Lambert-Eaton syndrome. Okay, so Lambert-Eaton syndrome gets better with repetitive stimulation. That's what saliently differentiates it from myasthenia gravis. You should be aware that thymoma can sometimes cause paraneoplastic myasthenia gravis. Wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.